Okay, just to finish up from yesterday, there's another Indian in Shulchan Aruch connected to our discussion of yesterday. What's the din in our case, Tokfa Yecha Befaneinu, where somebody Taka grabs it, one person grabs it, the other one is Shasak, either Shasak or Shasak Lepsay Savach, either way is being Maida. So the grabber wins. That's what we say in the end of our sugya. Our Gemara is saying that grabbing helps. Tokfa Yecha Befaneinu, unless the other person screams. So whether it's Shasak or Shasak Lepsay Savach, either way you win. What would be the din if the person who was grabbed from was cause of a tukfa? He turns around and says, you grabbed it from me, okay, I'll grab it back. And he grabs it back from the other person. Cause of a tukfa, if he goes and he grabs it back from the other person. So, in the Shulchan Aruch it says that if a person grabbed, and the other person grabs back. So if when he grabbed, the other person was there were two grabbings, right? Reuven grabbed from Shimon, Shimon grabbed back from Reuven. If when Reuven grabbed from Shimon, Shimon was shaisik the whole time. He was shaisik legamri. So and now he comes, he wants to grab back, he grabs it back. So nothing doing. We're maida already. You can't grab. Once you're maida, hadas baldin kamei aidin, once you're maida to me, so it's mine. You can't grab back. It means it was after this man of Shosak v'hadetavach. It was the day ended. The next morning he got up and he grabbed back from him. So if once a person is shaisik and that's considered hadag emura, so it's too late. You can't grab from the other person. It's all over. Once you're shaisik and you're maida, finished. What happens if originally it was shasak alob saif tzavach? If originally he was first quiet and then he was screaming and we passing, it doesn't help. So the Ravid says they are the same thing. If it's since we pass kishasa lubsaif tzavach is a haidah, so once you're maida, the other person can't, it's all over. What's the difference? Shasak, shasak, sefsarak, same thing. Once you're maida, the other person can't grab back. Who's already maida? The Rambam says, no. Taka, if you're shasak all the way through, which is a real haidah, so then the other person can't grab back. The Rambam is master. But if it's Shasach ula b'saif tzavach, if originally when he grabbed it was Shasach ula b'saif tzavach, look to Rambam, in that case, if you grab back, it helps. And you could say achlaiku, it goes back to the din of Shnei Vais and Betalis, and you say achlaiku, you go back to the original din. So grabbing back helps by Shasach ula b'saif tzavach. That's what the Rambam says. And grabbing back does help, and that's the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That if originally you were Shasak Seif Tzavach, it helps to grab back. So the Achrayim jump on this Rambam. They don't understand the Rambam. What do you mean, Shasak Seif Tzavach, it helps grabbing back? We paskin, Shasak Seif Tzavach, is a do yagilek. We paskin that if you Shasak Seif Tzavach, you're being maida. Hey, Yais, we paskin that way. Well, how does grabbing back help? How does it help to grab back once you are maida? If I'm maida in bez and something's yours, and then later on I can't grab it back. So how by shasal l'b'saif tzavach, how can it help to grab back? It doesn't seem to make sense. Once I'm maida to you, I can't go and grab later. So being that this is a major problem, now, those who want to say that the Rambam is mesupik if we pass in that Shasak l'b'saif tzavach is a haidah on that. It's not a clear psak. The Gemara l'maisa is not poshit. The Gemara never says how we pass in the Shaila. So even though the Rambam says that Shasak l'b'saif tzavach is a haidah, Maybe it's not a vadois. It's not a real vadois that we paskin that way. So memela grabbing helps. When something is not a vadai, okay, that's why grabbing helps, because it's not clear how we paskin. But the Ketzais doesn't like this, because we have a rule in the Rambam that whenever the Gemara says imtin tzolaymar, and it asks the second shayla, it says imtin tzolaymar, the first shayla so and so, and then we ask the second shayla, we always pass him like that in Tinsalaimer. And since in our Gemara it says in Tinsalaimer that it's a Dui Yogile, so the Gemara has a second Ibaya. In Tinsalaimer, so Gemara has a second Ibaya. So there's the Torah's Vaday that we pass him, that we should be passing this way. So Memela, the Kasha comes back on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say grabbing back helps? So from this, Zokta Ktzais, in Kuflam and Ches Gimel, Zokta Ktzais, the Rambam learned like the Kiddushi Aran's chat from yesterday. The Rambam learned our Sugya like the Ran. What was the Ran's Chiddush? The Ran's Chiddush was that Shasak Lubisayf Tzavach is a Safik Haidah. That's the whole Nakuda of the Ran. That Shasak Lubisayf Tzavach is only a Safik Haidah. And the Gemara has an Ibaya. Is our Mishnah Vaday or Safik? So Mele, and Safik Maisavi De Vaday, and Safik Maisavi De Safik. But the Ran's Yisayid is that Shasak Lubisayf Tzavach grabbing is only a Safik Haidah. So Tiktzais, if you learn that even after we say we pass in a Duy Idealite, it's only a Safik Haidah, which is the way the Ram learns, then the Rambam is very geschmack. Because since, even in the Maskana, it's only a Safik Haidah, so then Tafkai helps. If it's a Safik Haidah, the only reason you win is because you're holding it, so then I could grab it back and go back to the original bin. We could keep on grabbing from each other all day. The grabbing is going to, if I grab it back, so now I go back to, it's a Safik Haidah. So when you had it, you win, because Ain't Safik makes me day Safik. When I have it, so I win, because Ain't Safik makes me day Safik. If you learn like the Ran, the whole Demara Zaydah is only a Safik Haidah. So then grabbing works. See, what's happening? According to the Ran, they came into Bez and they're both holding the Talis. Everything is a Suffolk. When they first walk into Bezin, each one's holding it. You say each one is a Suffolk Muzik in the Talis. Then one person grabs Shasagul Saif Tzavach. It's a Suffolk if that's a Haidah, so we let him keep it. The other person grabs back. So Vaitet goes back to the original Suffolk, and he can keep it. That's the way it works out according to the Rambam. That grabbing is going to help. Just like the first grabbing helps, the second grabbing helps. So that's the way it works out with Shita Saran. Grabbing back helps. The Ketzais adds what we said yesterday. That just like, he says two things. He says, first of all, grabbing back helps. He says another thing. That after you grab, and you grab, you win. So the other person brings a raya later. The raya will be a good raya. Why is the raya a good raya? If you learn that we pass in a Duy Aydila, you are Maida. So we said yesterday, once I'm Maida, you can't bring Rayas later. So how come we pass in that it's a good, that you could bring Rayas later? Zoktik Tzai is exactly the same thing, because we pass in like the Ram. That the whole Psak of this Gemara is that it's a Safik Haidah. And the only reason grabbing works is B'tayra Safik, because Ain't Safik made to me day Safik, so if I grab it, I could keep it. But I'm only keeping a B'tayra Safik. So if you'll bring a Raya, you'll bring two Eidim, that say a clear thing, that's a Vaday, you're going to win. Because in the Maskana, when all was said and done in this Gemara, and we paskin, still, it's only a Safik Haidah. It calls them out, something's only a Safik Haidah, so finished. The grabbing helps, Eidim help, anything later helps. And this is how the Ketzais learns into Halacha Lamais, like I told you yesterday, that the Ketzais holds that the Ran Shita, it's more than just Stama Shita, it's the Shita that it appears from Shulchan Aruch that we pass like. like this Shita, even though in the beginning when we learned the Shita, it's a Chiddush in the Gemara. But it seems from the Rishayim that this was the, at least from the Rambam, that this is the Iker Shita Lahalacha, and this is the Shita we follow the Dinim. Okay, so let's see the next piece of Gemara. Let's see the Toshma again. We learned the Toshma yesterday. Toshma. Bemedvar mamurim shishteya madukim ba. Aval hoysa talas yaitze mitaydi atachas yodi shalachet mehem. Hamaitze b'chaveri ol avarai. What's the case? Hechidon. Inema kediktani pshita. We're going to say poshit that the one person who walks into Bezin holding a talis, of course he wins. Nothing to talk about. Ella shetak ve'echad b'faneinu, must be it's our case that someone grabbed it. The Gemara doesn't speak it out, but el shetak ve'echad b'faneinu means that one person grabbed it, and if he was shaitik the whole time, it's a light of pshita. If he screamed, grabbing doesn't do anything. So it must be it was shasak l'b'sak tzavach. And he's talking shetak ve'echad b'faneinu, and we see what's it in, which means that tfisa helps. So it's a raya tfisa helps. Like, there were no raya. How come I ask you none? Kind the also the command to the tfisa la tarvayu. They came in front of us. They were both holding on to it. Varmina lohu zilu plugu. And then we told them, look, the halacha is go out and split. V'nafku v'hadar asu. V'nafku, they went out of bed. V'hadar asu kitaf eslechad minayu. And now they walked back in and one person is holding it. So why is one person holding it? Hayomar aduy ideally. The one who's holding it says he was made it to me. Vahayomar bidomi agarti nahele, I just rented it to him. So now the question is who's believed? Aminolay, this is very suspicious. At hashta chashad at alay begazlin, vahashta mugris lay belay sadi. Doesn't make sense. Till now you chayshid him to be a ganiv, and now you're going to rent it to him. It doesn't make sense here, Taina. Therefore, we believe the person who said I do you ideally, and therefore he wins. Taisus, Igartalei Belay Sadi. Einei Nema Mabigu de Goyamar talk for me, man. Taisus bothered by Akash. Again, you have to have the case clear. Two people are in Bezna fighting over a talus. They walk out, they're still both holding it. Bezna said split it. They come back in, one person's holding it. The person who's holding it says, he was minded to me. The other person has this story, which we say is a far-fetched story. He rented it to you. I don't believe you rented it. So place this 1 minute. He could have said, talk for me, Manny. He could have said, when he walked out of bed, and he grabbed it for me. Let him have a migul, believe him, he rented it. With a migul, he could have said, talk for me, Manny. That's place's cash. Believe him that he rented it with a migu, he could have said the other person grabbed it. So Tais says a migu b'makamei. Makamei then Tais means, and I'm sadi. If you're fighting with somebody, he's a gun. If you don't rent things to him without it, below sadi. So there's nothing to talk about. But this Tais, we see a tremendous chiddush. If the person would say, talk for me, Manny, he'd be believed. What's the case? Two people are holding a talis. They come into Bez. They walk out, they're still holding it. Bezin said, Yechloiku. The next day, or next hour, they come back, only one person's holding it. The person who's holding it says, he was made it to me. The person, other person says, no, he grabbed it for me. Who wins? Who wins? What would you say? What would you say?
Saying a chiddush and the al-karchach that you said is not al-karchach just because it doesn't have to be something that's normally rented. I can rent something that's not normally rented.
So what am I getting? I would have been saying it.
You're not going to gain anything. You take a lose. You say Garta, you don't believe. That's a very good kasha, and we have to get to it. It doesn't prove. It doesn't prove what you're saying. It proves. The basic issue. You all should know. There's a ches. There's a muzik, and there's cheskes marikano. And it's aleph beis. Who wins when you have a din Torah between a muzik and a marikano? Let's say I know that something is yours. I know for sure it's yours. There are many eidim that you bought it. We were going someplace together. You bought it. I know it's yours. You had it for the last week. You had it. And now you come into Bezin. Someone else is holding it. The other person says, he gave it to me. He gave it to me as a present. And you say, I never gave it to him. He's a ganesh. And you bring eidim that you were the marikama. You held it originally. It was yours originally. What's going to happen in Bezin? What's going to happen in Bezin? Huh? What's going to happen? Who wins? The muzik wins. The one who's holding something, he wins against the marikama. Just because yesterday, or even an hour ago, it was yours, that you don't win a din Torah based on the fact that we did your marikama. You don't win a din Torah based on that. You only win a din Torah, the muzik wins, or the other person has to bring a raya. Otherwise, it might be suspicious, but you don't win. When you have somebody who's holding something, the other person could prove he owned it yesterday, so it doesn't help at all. The marikama always loses to the muzik. So Pnei Yeshua, in very strong terms, says that the Tosis makes no sense to him. What in the world is Tosis saying that they walk back into theirs, and one person is holding it, one person is not holding it. So the one who's not holding it could say, talk for me, man, he grabbed it for me. We don't believe people to say he grabbed it for me. A muzik always wins, unless you bring rayas. You bring eidim, he grabbed it, you'll win. But you can't just walk into Bezdin and say, he stole this from me, it's mine. Even a marikama can't do that. So to say, Yeshua, in very strong terms, says that Shitas Taisvis, which is also Shitas Arash, that a person is believed to say, talk for me, Mani, says it's a very shvera shita. And he disagrees very strongly. And he holds that you can't say a person grabbed it for me. A person not Neman to come into Bez and say, he grabbed it for me. The whole Taisis assumption is not Emes. You can't say he grabbed it for me. So Yeshua learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we had a Rashi that was very pashut. The very first Rashi in the Masechta, Shneim Ozen Betalis, Rashi said, Shneim Ozen Betalis, Rashi said, "Ilu hoysa biyad echad levadai haveida chamaytzi mechaver olav levi raya veidim shishalai veidim neman l'tol bishul." Rashi there said that if one person is holding it, he wins chamaytzi mechaver raya, and the other person doesn't win. So Peshua asked that Rashi, "What's pashut? What does Rashi have to tell us?" Says the Mishnah Shneim Ozen Betalis, "It will be charoich his betalis. It's his. Of course, it's his." We had this problem with Rashi. What's the chiddush of Rashi? So Pnei Yeshua said pshat in Rashi. The Rashi means, even if we have eidim, that they were both holding it originally, they're both holding it, zayin akulashli, they're fighting. And afterwards, one of them is only holding it, and the other one says, you grabbed it, he wins. Whoever is muzik wins. So Pnei Yeshua learned that into Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph. You can't say it's Hush Pshat in Rashi, but Pnei Yeshua holds that that's Pshat in Rashi. And therefore, Pnei Yeshua learns it into the Rambam as well. And therefore, he says that what Tyson says here, the assumption, that you can say you grabbed it, it's not Emes. You can't say you grabbed it. L'maisa, we need a Pshat in Tysis. What's Tak Pshat in Tysis? How could you just say to someone, you grabbed it for me? It's like a very strange thing. Talk for me, Manny, I could say you grabbed something for me. Very strange thing. Well, one's muzik. Right. So I'll make a kal v'chayr. Ma'adoch, if I have a talis that's totally mine,
and the next guy you're holding it, you win. So if I'm a Bezdin and I'm holding one end and you're holding one end and we walk out, you walk in the next day, you certainly should win. No? So you have to find something wrong with the Kal V'Chaimer.
Yesterday, I was holding it with you,
makes it even better. So the one who's holding it today should win.
No, because yesterday also, you didn't make a new
opinion
on it. You're saying it was yours
from
yesterday. You're not saying
you're
new Moser.
I'm not a new Moser. I'm saying I do it equally. Bezdin passed him 50-50. I was willing to listen to Bezdin. You have to win my error. I do it equally. He was minded to me. That's what I'm saying. There is a difference. There's one difference. The Pnei Shua says, Teich Devarav, even though he doesn't like it. And the Pupula Chirifta under the Rosh, he says the same thing and he likes it. The Pshat and Taisis is the following. Normally, you can't say he grabbed it for me. Why would I accuse someone of being a Gani? If a person is a Mosek, he's a Mosek. In a case, Dafka in a case, where we know they were fighting over it. Dafka, where they were fighting over it, each one was trying to get the whole thing away from the other. Dafka, in such a case, when they come back later and someone says, you grabbed for me, Dafka then he's believed. Why? Because there's Raglayim Ladover. The Mozik is very Shacha Mozik. Because there's Raglayim Ladover that he grabbed it away. What's the Raglayim Ladover? Because till now they're trying to grab it from each other. Till now they're fighting over it. So although we have a general rule that a Mozik wins, that a Mozik usually wins, but in a case where his holding it is suspicious, then the Mozik does not win. Then the Mozik doesn't win because we have grounds to say he grabbed it, he was trying to grab it away from him. It is similar, the Papula Charifta compares it to Dvarim Hasuyim Lahashel Lahaskir. Because there is an exception. Usually, Marikama against Mozik, the rule is Mozik wins. By Dvar Masurim Lahashul Lahaskir, Mozik doesn't win. On a pen, which people usually lend to each other, if I'm a Marikama on a pen, and you're a Mozik on the pen, and we come to Bezdin, I win, the Marikama wins. By Dvar Masurim Lahashul Lahaskir, holding it is not a proof. Since it's the derech to lend, so therefore, it's not a raya. By a talis, if a talis would be something that's normal to lend, then pshita, mukzik won't win. But they're saying, even if it's not normal to lend a talis, but in a case where two people are pulling at each other over a talis, mukzik is no raya. Because what's a raya that you're a mukzik? We know you were trying to force it out of the other person the whole time. Hey, yes, it was something you were trying to force out of the other person all the time. So you must have been smatzliach to force it out of him. Your had mokzokus doesn't help you. From Bezdin Paskin's called Olam Govar. So it's machlekes, it's the Rashi from the Rosh. Remember, if we say the person who won because the person is right, it's an umdin, he's right because the person is right, he's going to fight harder. So Rishbam and Baba Basu said nothing on me. You can keep on grabbing from each other. Mozik is garnished there. Because he holds, it's called Olam Gavar, and I'm grabbing.
Anytime someone comes to Bezdin and says, oh, yeah, grab it, does he have to look back 20 years to see if it was ever
in my place? I'm sure you don't have to look 20 years. The question is, how far back do you have to look? I would assume that if there was a period that we know was settled, then it ends. So if the person could prove we split it, they ate it, we split it, and I gave him half the money, then it ends. But calls them out, people are fighting, people can fight for 20 years also, it's still not over a talus, but calls them out, the fight wasn't settled. That's what they're saying. Calls them out, the fight wasn't settled, grabbing doesn't help you. Because it's not a riot. Because you're trying to grab the whole time. That's how they're learning in the Rosh. Now, of course, the Rambam and Rashi disagree. They hold that it's not true that Mozik wins. But to answer Taisus and the Rosh, who hold that grabbing helps, they're saying this. Now, this Shaila, I don't know, hard to know which side is more mustaver. I always like to try to understand which side is more mustaver. So I was thinking about it. I was thinking if I've never met anybody or two people grabbing at a talus fighting over it, right? But I have kids, right? So they're very often fighting over things. So if two kids are fighting over something, right? Then this one says it's mine, this one says it's mine. And the parents say split it. And one comes back holding the whole thing, and the other one says, he grabbed it from me. What do you think? The other one says, no, he was made it to me. Who'd you believe?
He's not chazaka by children that
he's not chazaka by children that they won't steal.
By adults, there's a chazaka. He's holding it, he must be the owner.
You're right. I'm just trying to think about it in a practical way. In Lamaisa, these are two people. They came in like children. They came in pulling in a talus. Like I said, I've never seen it. You know. Sometimes they're pulling in a talus. And they walked out, fighting. And they walked out of Bez and Paskin. And now one comes back holding it. Seems that Peshua is fire against Tosis and the Rush. I can understand what they're saying a little bit. When you think about it in human terms, I can understand it. Two of you are fighting over it. They come back, one of them is holding it. So, I don't know. I could see a little bit. That taka, the buchzik is a shvacha buchzik. What do you think happened? He went through a whole din Torah, maybe even swore. And now he was maidin. Yeah, I think so. What are the odds he was maidin? They're fighting with each other. He says he was maidin to me. Usually a buchzik doesn't have to have a logical tie, that's what Yeshua is saying. Well, if you're Mosek, your title can be illogical. You win anyway. But what the Pulpulich Rift is saying in Tyson the Rush is this Fakad. That Tyson the Rush is saying that there's no Mosek here. And Rashi the Rambam holds that there is a Mosek if one person has it. So if you say Tokfa, Rashi and the Rambam hold it doesn't help if one person's holding it.
How do you do that? You have to be holding on the whole time until you actually split something. Because if you let go for a second, you lost it.
It's quite true. How would you, in a practical way, how do you do that? Like what do the kids do? Kids are fighting over stuff. How do they do that? Like they also don't let go of it. No? If something you could just, if they're fighting over a piece of licorice, you just cut it. If they're fighting over something that you have to sell, it's not very hard. How are they going to sell it? Whatever, you know what? You do in front of Aiden. That's what you would do. Whatever you would do, you do in front of Aiden. They're both holding it. Whatever you do, you make sure you do it. You don't trust the other guy. The other guy's a guy. What? Someone in front of Adam, you can let go. Whatever you do in front of Adam will help. Well, if you tell the Adam why you're letting go, why wouldn't it help? There's no Adam. No one's my Adam. We're talking now. Oh, because they're only most of the Torah stuff.
Yeah.
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 Are you testing the Rosh Hashanah Shittasa? The Rosh Hashanah Shittasa? What's going on? The Rosh Hashanah Shittasa? Yes. Think about it. Maybe this is all Tali if they're holding a B'teres Vaday, a B'teres Safik in the first place. Could that be? If they're holding a B'teres Vaday, so then they just go in front of Adim and they each one tells the Adim. No, but if they're Psakti and everyone holds it. Once they walk out of Bez, then everyone holds it B'teres Vaday, right? So Rashi in the Mishnah Tak was talking before the Psakti, right? Before the Psakti, the only B'teres Safik ribbon can help. Here they're talking after. Okay, at any rate, I could see two tzadim. You know, on one side, we have this solid rule that a muzik always wins. On the other side, this case is far different, and it's all hard. The thing is, the Lashon HaGemara. It's all funny, because one line of the Gemara is mashma like Rashi and the Rambam, and one line of the Gemara is mashma like the Rosh and Taisus. So let's just see the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara answered, "Kagain da'asul l'kamon ketisi l'itavayu, v'abinu l'uzilu plugu." We have a story. They came, then they split. V'nafku. They went out. Hadarasu k'tos chavinah. They came back, one was holding. Now the Gemara is making up a story here, right? We're not saying a story. We're just making up a story to fit into the Braisa. Hi, Omar, I do yaitli. One of them says, you are mighty to me. Hi, Omar, bidomi yagarta nehele. And the other one says, you rented it to me. Why does the Gemara say, hi, Omar, bidomi yagarta nehele? It's like such a far-fetched case. The person will say, I rented it to you. Why did the Gemara say, v'hai Omar, tafasta mimeni? Wouldn't that be a very simple case? The Gemara should have said, hi, Omar, I do yaitli. Hi, Omar, tafasta mimeni. So according to Taisus, it's good, because Taisus says tafasta, it doesn't help. Tafasta is not a time. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, according to Bnei Yeshua, that tafasta helps. It'll be the same din if you say tafasta mimeni. It's very schwer. Hi, Omar, b'dami yigrisi nehele. It's very schwer in the Bnei Yeshua. Why does the Gemara say, hi, Omar, b'dami yigrisi nehele? Such a weird story. He rented me a coat. He rented me a talis. And we have to say, Aminu le'ad hashtag shalom. Why did the Gemara say, hi, Omar, tafas dami mani? That would be such a simple case. So he'll lose because, like Rashi and the Rambam, you lose. The way we're explaining, according to Rashi and the Rambam, if I say talk for me many, it doesn't help because you're a Mosik and a Mosik wins against the Marikama if I say talk for me many. Yeah, but why do such a complicated thing with an Ansadi? Isn't it a bigger chiddush to say that if you say tafim and it doesn't work? That's a much bigger chiddush. It's an afkamina. The Gemara, that wasn't the Gemara's goal. The Gemara's goal was to explain the case of Taas Yatim Yarachanehan. There's a bit of a problem with the Pnei Yeshua Shita, with Rashi Shita. Why the Gemara chaps on a case of Igrus in Nehele? Why does the Gemara chap on such a case? You got to Nehele. Why does the Gemara chap that on? The Gemara should have chapped on a case the other person says to faster. Pnei Yeshua Teich Devarav is makir the problem. But the problem is Akasha. It's a riot to Taisus from the Lashon, the case of the Gemara. Since the Gemara picked the case of Igarta Nehele, it didn't pick the simple case of Tafasta. Vaistais Tafasta would be different. Vaistais, like Taisus, Tafasta would be believed. So the Gemara chapped on a case we are not believed of Igarta Nehele. That seems to be a raya to Taisus. The very next line of the Gemara is a raya to Rashi. Look at the next line. So we'll learn the Gemara again. The Gemara is a case of Igarta Nehele. So here. Hi, Yomer, Adu Yaiduli. Hi, Yomer, Bidomi Igusin Nehele. Who wins? The Gemara says. Who wins? The one who grabbed. The one who's holding it. Why does he win when the other person says you rent him to me? Why does he win? I say, you are made it to me. You say, B'dami Yigus Nehele. Why B'dami Yigus Nehele? Why do you win? Just try to work it out. Why do you win? Why does the one who's holding it win? Huh? According to Taisus, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Rashi and the Rambam, Why does the muzik win when the other person says, I rented it to you? He wins because there was no raya. It's a muzik. Why does the Gemara have this pshatel? And hasha chasha lai begazlan, hasha mubusli b'lay sadi. So if I did a cash on Rashi, so I'm saying, well, it's a right to Tosfos. Why does the Gemara say Hashda Chashad Lei Begazin Hashda Lei Sadi? Gemara should say you win because you're a Mosek. That's Shver. It's also Shver on Rashi. It's also Shver on the Pnei Shver. I'm sorry, I thought it would be Shver the other way. It's Shver on Rashi. Shver on Rashi. When Rashi says the Mosek wins because he's a Mosek, so why does the Gemara say Dami Yigato Lehele Hashda Chashad Lei Begazin? Gemara should say you're a Mosek. The Gemara sees that no other Kayach a Mosek. So it's also a problem on Rashi. So Pashto the Shakla Vitaya, the Gemara seems to fit better for Tosfos.
When he said the Rambam agrees to the
Yeshua, Yeshua says that the Rambam holds the same way. Isn't the Yekin the Rambam the same way? The Shulchan Aruch also, he's saying that very well. Alright, so we have these kashas. You have to answer that there's some bigger chiddush here somehow. It's a bigger chiddush. Yeah, that's a bigger chiddush.
Even if it would be something that's dark, which normally we don't say here, we still have a kind of.
That teretz, it says also, Pnei Shua, I think, also says the teretz. That something, that all three of them say, they say this teretz. That's a big chiddush to say, Hashach, Hashach, Chashad, Talay, Begazlim, Hashach, Muzlim, Lai, Sadi. Say this svara is somehow a big chiddush, because it's not gemina for things that Muzakas doesn't help. It's not such a satisfying teretz, because the Gemara wasn't going into it. The Gemara is going into this case. But okay. Back to the Gemara. Yibay Yisem, Yisli, Tani, Dasul, Kaman, Kitav, Yisli, Chad, Minayu. Vidach, Misra, Basruche, a whole new case. The other person is barely holding on to it. Period. Okay, what exactly Misuch Sircha means, we're going to get to later in the parak. But Akoponim, that's the second Lukimta. Okay, end of the first Ibaya. Go on to the second Ibaya. Sakti Gemara in Tim Salaimar, Tokfa Echad. Bifaneinu metzina simiyadai hikdisha ena mukudeshes. If you say grabbing doesn't help, so saying it's hegdish certainly doesn't help. Is that mistaver? Okay, we're going on a case of shasak ulubsayf tzavach. So if you say that tokfa yechad bifaneinu and I'm shasak ulubsayf tzavach, it's not a good grabbing. So Igdisha, Eidim Kodeshis. I should scream more or less when you Magdish it. I would scream less. Magdish those words. You say words, big deal. So Igdisha, certainly, Eidim Kodeshis, certainly, it's not chal. This says it's not chal on my half, on your half it's chal, on my half it's not chal. Rashi says, Eidim Kodeshis, the loy olam Igdisha metakfa. Rashi doesn't say one is better than the other. He says they're equal. Certainly not better. So therefore, let them be equal. Okay. But im tivzalai mitakva yechab b'faneinu ei maitzin ei simiyadai hikdisha b'loi takva mahu. What happens? You have to picture the case again. Two people are standing in bez and shneimaz and betalis. And they're having it in Torah. And one of them says, I'm sure it's mine. Kula shali. I'm magdish the whole talis. And the other person, the shasak l'b'seif tzavach, mahu, what's the deal? Do we say, kiva dama ma amir l'gvar kamsir l'had yadami kaman d'takfa dami? Amir l'gvar is the same as grabbing it. Kaman d'takfa dami. Erdo mahashtami alay takfa. He didn't grab it. B'ksiv yishki agdish b'seif kredish ma b'seif b'shusay akal b'shusay. We spoke this many times. That to make something hegdish, you need two things. It should be shalai and b'shusay. Shalai meaning it has to be yours. If it's not yours, you can't make it hegdish. Bishusa means it has to be under your control. Something that's yours. If I have something, the ganav stole it from me. And the ganav has it. and I say wherever it is, it should be hegdish. So the Gemara says in the Sefer that I can't be magdish it, and the Gadav can't be magdish it. The Gadav can't be magdish it; it's not his. I can't be magdish it because it's not reshusi. Reshusi means under my control. To make something hegdish, you need two things: it has to be yours, and it has to be under your control. So Sakti Gemara, here you shouldn't be able to do it. It's like Rav Shusay. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? It's certainly not for Shusay. Oh, so what's the Shaila? What's the other tzad? What's the other tzad? The is not for Shusay. It's certainly not for Shusay, even if I'm right and it's really mine. But he's holding half. Bezin's about to pass in Yachmeku. So what's the other tzad? Huh? Other side. Why should it work like Picard? It's not a Picard. You're a guy. If you're holding one half of the talis, I'm holding one half. Even the best case, which is that I'm right, still is that Pershusi. So the other side of the boy is the Shasak a little bit closer by Hegdesha, maybe it's a Hidah. Maybe, because since we're saying Intim Tzaloi Madu Yaidalei, we're going now on the tzad that Shasak L'Bsef Tzavach is being Maida. So what the Gemara means here is that maybe when I'm Magdish it and you're quiet, even if you scream at the end, since you were quiet in the beginning, that's a Haidah. So since that's a Haidah, so maybe the Hegdah should be Chal. So that's the Gemara Zibayah. Do we say, just like when I grab it and you're quiet and then you scream, it's a Haidah? The same thing when I grab it and you magdish it, it's a haidah. That's the Gemara Zibayah. Three kashas on the Gemara. Three problems with the Gemara. Beis Halevi in Simin, Chelek Yemo Simin Mem Dalit Ois Beis addresses three questions on the sugya. On the Sibaya. First of all, he says, why? And this Kasha, I think the Peshua asks, others ask. Question number one. Why does the Gemara only ask the Sibaya in a case of Shasak Lub Seif Tzarach? Gemara Sibaya is, we're in Bezdin, I'm holding one end of the talis, you're holding one end. I'm magdish it. You're quiet and then you scream, so it's a Sibaya in the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same Shaila in a case we're in Bezdin, I'm holding one end of the talis, you're holding one end, and I'm magdish it, and you're shaysik all the way through. You're shaysik all the way through. The chayr is exactly the same rebaya. No? I'm magdish it, you're quiet. What's the Shaila? Do we expect a person to scream against words? All the other person did was say words. So Shaila is against words. Do we expect you to scream? Okay, no Shaila. Why is this Shaila only by Shasak L'Besef Tzavach? L'chayru, you could ask the Shaila by Shasak L'Tzilav Atzayf.
You know what? In the middle of talking about Shasak L'Tzilav
Atzayf,
so we're asking the same thing.
So you're asking me, what do I gain? What do I gain by saying that? Boy? I'll tell you what I gain. Because the Gemara said, Imtim Tzalayim then it's pasha. Like that man, the Yom, there's no ibaya. And in Tifsal of Yechab Faneinu, then there's an ibaya. So the Beis Halevi, I do get. If I ask the ibaya, the same exact ibaya, by Shasak Mechil of Atzayf, then I can ask the ibaya according to everybody. I could say, whatever you hold in the previous ibaya, whether you're Mitzian or Imitzian, in the case of Shasak Osayf Salach, whatever you hold there, I could ask you any buyer. Two people in the talis and Bezdin. One person is magdishit. Is the other person shtika haidah or not? No? I think it would be a very good buyer. I think most people, I'm pulling a talis, you're pulling a talis, and the other person says words, he says he's magdishit, what do I care what he says? It would be a good buyer. Maybe that's not haidah. If you shasa b'tchil about saif. So the question is that this Gemara Zibayah is a wonderful Ibayah. The Shaila is, if one person is magdish it, does it do anything? It's a good Ibayah. It has nothing to do with Shasta Gosayf Tzavach. any case where a person is mafkishit, the other person is shaisik, it will be a perfectly good ibaya. So that's kasha number one of this Gemara. Why is the Gemara shtel avek the ibaya dafk in this case? Because the Gemara wanted to tell us how we paskin. So what does the Gemara say? We paskin that way. Maybe.
Okay, I don't know that.
See, I can't answer you. I don't know if this the Gemara would do such a thing. Ask compromise on the Ibaya. Ask the Ibaya in a limited case. Just tell me something because you don't want to tell me directly. I don't think the Pshat Niram is that the Gemara would do that. Kasha number two, and Rashi Hikdisha. Rashi is Hikdisha, Balai Takfa. What's Rashi going on there, Rashi? It's going on the first part. If just alive, Dachim Fadena Matsira, Simiyadai Hikdisha, Enim Kudashis. So Rashi Hikdisha, Balai Takfa, Enim Kudashis. Dan Rashi, Balai Takfa, is very schwer. Why? Easy Rashi, no? You're magdish it without grabbing. Sounds like such a simple Rashi. This Halevi says, and Ram Shifi has the same thing, he says a very sure Rashi. Why is that Rashi sure? Can you figure it out? Hikdisha b'loy tokfa. If you're magdish it without grabbing, what's it do? First push it, that's the whole case. No sure with that Rashi. That Rashi is going like the mandiyama tokfa yimitzin, I say miyadai. See the previous Rashi? Imtib Salaim Abishela Seinu. Lifshay. The Maitzi Raisim Yadi Echlaiku. Igdisha Balai Takfa. What's it did? So why does I say Balai Takfa? If you're going like the Mandiyama, grabbing doesn't help. You could have said Igdisha, even Bitakfa. What's it? Takfa, Balai Takfa. We're going now on the part of the Gemara that Einam Kodeshes. So what's the difference? Igdisha Bitakfa, Igdisha Balai Takfa. May not mean it. We're going now that grabbing doesn't help. If grabbing doesn't help, so Tisha Mahu, what's it is? He did grab, he didn't grab. As I say, Balai Takfa. So to answer these two kashas, the Beis Halevi asks a third kasha, which is which he uses the third kasha to help answer the first three. Here's the third kasha. Now this kasha is a major problem with this Gemara. Yichab. I just have to tell you beforehand, Hegdish is not Chalam Afreya. Hegdish, when you magdish something, either it's Chalam or it's not Chalam. There's no... If I'm magdish, let's say someone steals something from me. Right? Someone steals something, I don't have it. I magdish it. Is my Hegdish good? I magdish it? It's garnished, right? It's not for Shusi. If a week later he returns it to me, does it now become Hegdish when he returns it to me, like from Afreya from a week ago? No such thing. No such thing. When I'm Magdish something, if it's Shaliyah Bershusi, it's Hegdish. If it's not Shaliyah Bershusi, it's not Hegdish. It doesn't matter what I do later. If I go to a store and I say that's Hegdish, it's not mine. It's not Hegdish. If 2 minutes later I buy it, it doesn't become Hegdish. After I buy it, I have to say then, Harizu Hegdish. Just like Kinyanim. I mean, it looks like I'm a serial Hegdish. It has to be, Hegdish has to be Chal at the time I'm Magdish it. You understand that? That's the Dabba Pashit. Hegdish has to be Chal the moment that I'm Magdish it. If it's not Chal when I'm Magdish, it's garnished. So someone explained the Gemara Zibaya to me. What's this Gemara Zibaya? Chayur Zibaya won't make sense. Why? We're in Bezdin. I'm holding one end, you're holding one end. What's the din at this moment? Yachloikum. Right? Now I'm magdishit. I say the whole talis should be hegdish. So my half is hegdish, that's not a shayla. What's the din on your half? What's the tzad my hegdish is chal on your half? Why is the Gemara asking anybody? What's the tzad that my hegdish is chal on your half? Why? Let's see by it. Why should, when I said Hikdisha, why should it be Chal on your half? Huh? It's a Tfisa. What's it done by Tfisa? What's it done by Tfisa? That if you're quiet, it helps. If you scream, it doesn't help. If you're quiet, it's a haidah. So think about what's going on here. Let's say I'm magdish it at 12:01. I say zu hegdish. At 12:01, it's zichen atchal. The only time is, why were you shaisik afterwards? After you were quiet. Since you were quiet afterwards, you're being minded to me. So once you were quiet, you're being minded to me. Now the hegdish should be chal. The whole case doesn't make sense. That's too late. When you're being maida, it's after I was magdishit. It's after I was magdishit. At the time I was magdishit, you weren't maida yet. Right now, you're holding one hand, I'm holding it. I say zu hegdish. At this moment, is it hegdish?
Yeah.
How could it be hegdish? You're a ganiv and you're holding one end of it.
Because later on we'll see that it's takatakfa.
Later on, we'll see.
When you face it, we'll see it's tukfa l'mafreya.
It's too late.
It's not the hektish l'mafreya, it's a tukfa l'mafreya.
What do you mean the tukfa l'mafreya?
He's being muddy. We're seeing soon.
At this moment, I don't have your aganiv. At this moment, you're holding
him. True. We're going to see later. Once he face it, later on, we'll see it the whole time. We'll talk him on. It's not the hektish l'mafreya, it's the haidah l'mafreya. Once the haidah l'mafreya, I mean, it was mine from the beginning, from the
tukfa. How is the haidah l'mafreya? The haidah is not until I've finished being shaisik. When I finish being shaisik,
which is showing you're being taken at the beginning.
Showing I was a guy of all along.
No.
What do you mean? Exactly. It was not a pekod until now. I said kulishul. I need to see a kulishul. I say I need to see a kulishul. You say I need to see it. That's the case. And we're in bed. And when we're in bed, then you say it's hegdish, and then I'm quiet. Shasakum say tzavach. So we're saying that my being quiet is a haidah. When is my haidah?
But
he does
later on, but
however much time you say it takes.
But as long as it's not, I'm saying
Hegdish, so that the Hegdish starts like that. But as long as that he's not being quiet, as long as he's being quiet, as long as I'm saying Hegdish, which is the speaker's side of Israel, but he does anyway. The speaker's what makes the Hegdish. Let's say you're Magdish it, and right after you're
Magdish it,
I tell
Besdin,
I admit it, I'm a
Gainav. First, he's not getting off the Hegdish.
Well, he's through shtika, he's showing that he's.
So when the shtika starts while I'm saying hegdish, he's not talking. So the shtika starts.
Yeah, but I'm not expected to talk while you talk. It's only after you talk that my shtika is a riot.
It's supposed to be right before I say hegdish, he's already quiet there.
That's right, so the whole case makes no sense.
Before I say hegdish, I'm quiet.
Yeah, but before I'm not quiet. Before I'm saying I need to see a kula shalim, you're saying I need to see a kula shalim. That's before.
The
shtick is after your magdashid, now I should be screaming. I was shasakum say tzavach. So it's a haidah. So what does it help my haidah?
Because
it's too late.
The haidah shown when I was taking it, it's back in.
Yes, I'm telling you. If I'm holding one end of a talis, you're holding one end of a talis. You're magdashid. Then I tell Bez, I admit it, I'm a god if I want to do tshuva. Is it hegdish?
So.
How could it be hegdish? The time you're magdashid, I wasn't mighty. I was mighty a second later.
Once you made it, it was all mine from when I took it at the beginning, from when we found Talitha was mine. My originally cool shali was that.
It was yours, but it wasn't a Yerushas. If I steal something, it's yours. But until I'm...
From when I was taking it, it was my Yerushas.
But you only had half of it. I had half of it.
But from where you were taking it.
No.
The Hegdish is a Hegdish, Tukfa.
No, it's below Tukfa. The Hegdish is...
It is a Tukfa.
It's only a Tukfa if I'm Shaisik. If I'm Tzavach, then the Hegdish is nothing.
That's showing that it was a good Tukfa.
It's only tough for some idea afterwards. I don't understand. Is the kasha great kasha? That's great kasha. You agree with him, you agree with me. I think kasha is a good kasha. At the time the person grabbed it, which is being magdishit, that's the grabbing of the sibai. Me and you are holding a talis. You say zu hegdish. At that moment that you said zu hegdish, it's not chal. It's not, even if you're right, and I'm a ganiv, I'm holding it. No? To me, I understand. So the Beis HaLevi is bothered by this kasha. Right. So it's teretz left to get to tomorrow. So take a look at the Beis HaLevi. We're going to go back to the Gemara. We'll turn over the Yomid as well.